Well, it's one of those days for me, and I'm not talking about all the rain that's falling here in North Texas. That's Brad Barton's job. I wasn't sure what my lead is on today's Lambeau on Sports, my daily podcast. So I've decided to go with hockey from the Winter Olympics.
O'Neill cutting wide, drops it off for Little. Out in front, score! Garrett Rowe, 4-1, United States.
It's Kenny Albert on NBC calling the game for Team USA against Slovakia, a game they would go on to win 5-1 and earn a spot in the quarterfinals where they'll face the Czech Republic tomorrow at 9:10 Dallas time. And because of the time difference, if you live on the West Coast, you could have your breakfast watching Olympic hockey with your eggs over easy. If we win tomorrow, and I'm saying we because hockey is one of my favorite sports, the United States will play for a gold or a bronze medal with a team that's a combination of college guys, European pros, and some minor leaguers. Garrett Rowe is one of those guys who grew up in Virginia, played his college hockey at St. Cloud State in Minnesota, and is currently playing in the Swiss National League.
You're supposed to be one of the energy players on this team. Great goal in this game, the fourth goal of the game. Take us through it, Garrett.
The only parts I remember is I know Brian O'Neill made a play down the wall after he got it from Sanguinetti, and great play by Oney and Little slipped on back door, and that's kind of right spot, right time to put it in.
You know, I heard a lot of you and your teammates talking about the fact you wanted to play Slovakia. You didn't want to play Germany. You wanted to play Slovakia. Why was that?
I didn't know that was the case. I thought we were ready forever. Obviously, we played Slovakia. We thought we were comfortable against them. We had a good game plan against them. So anytime you beat a team once, it's hard to beat them the second time. But like I said, thought we had a good game plan, so we're excited for the opportunity.
Have you had a chance to watch the Czech Republic play in this tournament?
Yeah, we watched a little bit of everyone. Guys know guys in different leagues, so coaches, I'm sure, are getting ready already. And we're just going to try to get a rest here and jump back on the horse tomorrow at 12.
Garrett, you guys didn't have the luxury of a lot of practice time. You didn't play any pre-tournament games, so to speak, with this roster. Do you feel like you're coming together right now?
Yeah, I think if you watch the games, it's a lot cleaner from our side, just from things such as the D zone, neutral zone, breaking out, things like that. So when you can play a lot more clean, getting in and out of the zone, you're going to be more effective, more time in the O zone, and so and that translates to more goals, hopefully.
Garrett Rowe talking with NBC's Pierre McGuire. And one sidebar, one of his teammates, Jordan Greenway, one of the college guys from Boston University, is the first African-American to play hockey for Team USA, with a shot still at winning gold in Pyeongchang. Lindsey Vonn will also be going for gold on Wednesday when she skis in the Olympic downhill.
Three training runs in the books for Lindsey Vonn. And Lindsey, just how confident are you that you've got that race strategy dialed in?
I tried a couple different things with line today. I think some things worked out and some things didn't. So I think tomorrow I should be able to find a pretty good combination. Skis didn't quite feel right today, so probably change that up a little bit as well. But in general, I feel confident. I feel good, and I'm going to give it my all tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
You've talked about, in all 3 days of training, really finding that line, especially on the traverse. Where do you see the biggest challenge on the course for your downhill race?
Well, I mean, I think you can lose a lot of time on the second and third gate for sure. But I think where the race is won or lost is on the bottom. Really carrying your speed well through all those little pieces of terrain. And I think I skied all the difficult parts well the last few days, so I'm confident about that. But everything has to really come together. This is a course where you absolutely cannot make a mistake, because it'll compound and you'll lose time and speed the entire way down.
You have said that this is more than likely your last Olympic downhill. That said, what mentality, what attitude do you take into the starting gate?
It's all or nothing, same as Super G. I'm just going to give it everything I have. I want to make sure that I stay calm. Sometimes I have a tendency to get too aggressive. I want it too much. So I just have to make sure I stick to the line I inspected. I don't do too much, but I really have to leave it all on the hill. I have to execute perfectly, and if I can do that, then I have a good chance of getting a medal, but I have to execute.
We're looking forward to it, Lindsey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindsey Vonn with NBC's Heather Cox. It's all or nothing. She gets ready to race in her final Olympics. When you're 33, competing in this sport, going as fast as you can down the side of a mountain, sooner or later, Father Time is going to catch up. Vonn is trying to become the oldest woman to win an Olympic alpine medal. I can't wait to see how she does. So I'm checking out Sports Day in the morning news this morning, and the stories the Dallas paper was keeping up with included Adrian Beltre showing up at spring training out in Arizona. Baker Mayfield in Fort Worth picking up the Davey O'Brien Award, where former NFL quarterback Ron Jaworski was in town. He got the Legends Award presented by the Fort Worth Club. Jaworski said he thinks Mayfield is going to be a real good pro. He also thinks Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett better figure things out soon, or he's going to end up looking for another job, as he told NBC's Newey Scruggs.
Year 8 now for Jason Garrett. He's been here 7 years, missed the playoffs 5 times. When you see him as a head coach, what do you see?
You got to win. You have to win. I mean, everyone in his business knows it. You have to win. And I think Jerry's been very patient. Now, I'm talking winning. I'm talking not going 10-6 and 9-7. You know, I'm talking about winning the Super Bowl, getting to the Super Bowl. That's what the head coach is paid to do. And if you don't get there, there's always that worry that the axe is going to fall. And that should be a concern for Jason Garrett. He's had an awful long time to build this team, and he hasn't built a Super Bowl football team.
Can you remember or call a guy who's – because when I went back and looked, all right, there's 6 head coaches in the NFC who've taken teams to a Super Bowl. Doug did it in year 2. Last year in Atlanta, they did it in year 2. Pete Carroll did it in 4 years. Sean Payton did it in 4 years. Rivera in 5 years. And then Mike McCarthy won it all in 5 years. Can you recall a guy doing it in year 8? I mean, you normally, if you don't get it done the first 5 years, yeah, it's not getting done.
It's usually done sooner than that. But it's an interesting question because, the football wonk that I am, the game changes every year. And I think Jason's got to change. You know, what they say, the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing over and over again, expect a different result. It's not going to happen. And here's where you mentioned Doug Peterson in Philadelphia. Philadelphia's running a collegiate offense. They're running a college offense at the professional level. And Doug brought all these gimmicks and gadgets and bubble screens and smokes and RPOs and all those things to the offense. Dallas not doing that. You got to change. You got to change up. People figure you out. You can't run power O all day. You can't run a counter tray all day. Defenses figure it out. You've got to change things up. And I think that's where the Cowboys have to improve on. They got to change things up.
Former NFL quarterback Ron Jaworski sitting down with NBC's Newey Scruggs. Jaworski, of course, spent most of his NFL career with the Philadelphia Eagles, the current home of the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Cowboys will be active like all the NFL teams will be next week at the Combine in Indianapolis, where they might still be talking about what happened this past Sunday at the NBA All-Star Game, where the Star Spangled Banner was performed by Fergie.
Oh, can you see?
The popular singer with the Black Eyed Peas has apologized, saying, "I've always been honored and proud to perform the national anthem, and I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk taker artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country, and I honestly tried my best. Other performers have tried and failed, but they usually don't apologize for what happened. Fergie has apologized, and for that, I admire her." All right, we've got a big weekend coming up with a really big rodeo at AT&T Stadium. On Sunday, it's the world's richest one-day rodeo. I've got a lot more on the American, as it's being called. I've got that coming up in my next Lambo on Sports. Don't forget, you can always catch me live on the radio every morning between 5 and 9 a.m., or you can tweet me right now at Lambo WBAP. Until the next time, I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.